Look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The Great Depression had plunged the United States into a darkness that seemed all but inescapable. By the early 1930s, the country was reeling, its economy shattered, and its people desperate for change. The stock market crash of 1929 had been just the beginning of a long and painful descent into economic despair. Unemployment was at staggering levels, banks had failed by the thousands, and entire communities had been stripped of their livelihoods. Families were scattered in search of work, and the poor lined up at soup kitchens and makeshift breadlines, their hopes dimming with each passing day. Yet, in the midst of this darkness, a new figure emerged, a leader who would inspire a nation to rise from the ashes and embark on a path toward recovery. That leader was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The New Deal was a landslide. Elected in 1932, Roosevelt entered the White House at a time when the nation was gripped by fear and uncertainty. President Herbert Hoover, his predecessor, had been unable to stem the tide of economic collapse, and his reputation was in tatters. Roosevelt's victory was not just a political triumph. It was a beacon of hope for millions of Americans who had seen their dreams shattered by the Depression. Roosevelt promised a New Deal for the American people, a sweeping series of reforms and programs designed to provide relief, recovery, and reform. The aim was clear: to put the nation back on its feet, to restore confidence in the government, and to reshape the very nature of American society. The first days of Roosevelt's presidency were marked by a sense of urgency. Upon taking office in March 1933, he moved quickly to address the immediate crisis. The banking system, which had been ravaged by the collapse of thousands of banks, was one of the first priorities. Roosevelt declared a national bank holiday, temporarily closing all banks in the country. This move, though drastic, allowed the government to stabilize the financial system. During the ensuing days, Congress passed the Emergency Banking Act, which gave the government the power to reorganize and reopen solvent banks. Within a matter of days, banks were back in business, and a sense of stability began to return to the financial world. Roosevelt's decisive actions in this area set the tone for the bold steps he would take in the years to come. In the early days of Roosevelt's presidency, the American people experienced what came to be known as the first 100 days. During this period,
look at you go, knocking stuff out, letting nothing get in the way. Whatever life throws at you, you throw it back at 97 miles an hour. And if the chips are down, you make more guacamole. Yes, you got what it takes. Because there's no stopping you with you on your side. Everwise believes in the power of you, cheering as you take on the world. Everwise Credit Union. Confidence changes everything. Now go get 'em.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome, with autopay plus taxes and fees, guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Congress passed a flurry of legislation aimed at tackling the nation's most pressing problems. Roosevelt's New Deal programs targeted various aspects of the economy, focusing on relief for the unemployed, reform of the financial system, and recovery of the agricultural and industrial sectors. One of the most notable pieces of legislation was the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, which provided jobs for young men and put them to work on conservation projects across the country. The Public Works Administration, PWA, was another key initiative, creating jobs through large-scale infrastructure projects, such as the construction of dams, roads, and schools. The goal was not only to provide immediate relief, but to lay the foundation for long-term economic recovery. One of the most significant achievements of Roosevelt's early years in office was the creation of the Social Security Act in 1935. This groundbreaking legislation established a system of unemployment insurance, old age pensions, and aid to dependent children, fundamentally reshaping the role of the federal government in providing for the welfare of its citizens. Social Security became a cornerstone of Roosevelt's New Deal, offering a safety net for the most vulnerable members of society and ensuring that the lessons of the Depression would not be forgotten. It was a bold step toward the creation of the modern welfare state, and it remains one of the most enduring legacies of Roosevelt's presidency. The National Industrial Recovery Act, NIRA, of 1933 sought to stabilize industry by setting codes for fair wages and working hours, and by encouraging cooperation between businesses, labor, and the government. The idea was to balance the interests of workers, employers, and consumers in an effort to revive the economy. Though the NIRA was later declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, it set the stage for further reforms aimed at regulating industry and protecting workers' rights. Roosevelt's administration also created the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, which insured deposits in banks, providing Americans with the confidence to trust their financial institutions once again. The Securities Exchange Commission, SEC, was established to regulate the stock market, ensuring that the reckless speculation that had led to the 1929 crash would not happen again. Despite the optimism surrounding the New Deal, the recovery process was not immediate, nor was it without controversy. Critics of Roosevelt, including business leaders and conservatives, argued that the government's intervention in the economy was too far-reaching and that the New Deal was stifling business growth and individual freedoms. On the other hand, many progressives felt that Roosevelt's actions did not go far enough in addressing the needs of the poor and the disenfranchised. The debates surrounding the New Deal revealed deep divisions in American society, and Roosevelt faced mounting pressure to find a balance between reform and restraint. The most visible and controversial of Roosevelt's initiatives came in 1935 with the passage of the Wagner Act, which protected the rights of workers to organize and bargain collectively. The Wagner Act, also known as the National Labor Relations Act, was a pivotal moment in the history of labor relations in the United States. It gave rise to a wave of union activity and marked the beginning of a new era in which labor unions would become a powerful political force. By 1939, the labor movement had become a central part of the New Deal coalition, and workers had gained a stronger voice in shaping the future of the nation's economy. As the New Deal programs continued to take shape throughout the 1930s, the country's recovery began to take hold, but it was still a long road ahead. The economic improvements of the mid-1930s were not without setbacks. The 1937 recession, sometimes referred to as the Roosevelt Recession, temporarily set back the progress made during the first years of the New Deal. However, Roosevelt's leadership remained unwavering, and he continued to press for reforms that would help rebuild the nation's economic and social infrastructure. By the end of the decade, the country was slowly emerging from the depths of the Depression, but the scars of the 1930s would linger for years to come. The New Deal fundamentally transformed the American government and society. It expanded the role of the federal government in ways that were previously unthinkable and laid the foundation for the modern welfare state. Roosevelt's vision of a more active, interventionist government became a defining characteristic of American political life. His policies helped to reshape the American economy, created a social safety net for the most vulnerable, and provided millions of jobs to those who had once been left to fend for themselves. Yet, despite the progress made, the New Deal did not erase the pain of the Depression entirely. While many Americans found new hope in Roosevelt's programs, others remained skeptical, and the road to full recovery would be long. By the end of the 1930s, the New Deal had reshaped the landscape of American politics and governance. Roosevelt's vision of an active, engaged federal government had become a central feature of American life, and the lessons of the Depression were embedded in the fabric of the nation's social and political systems. The Great Depression had forever altered the course of American history, and the New Deal was the nation's response to that seismic shift. As the world moved closer to the outbreak of World War II, the New Deal was far from finished, and its legacy would continue to influence the direction of the country for decades to come. As the United States entered the next phase of its recovery, new challenges and global conflicts would soon reshape the world order. With the rise of fascism and the growing threat of war, the New Deal's efforts to secure domestic stability would soon face unprecedented tests on the global stage.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.